So as a frame of reference, Duke Democrats and a few other groups called about 600 first years at Duke, which is a pretty substantial fraction of the first year class. Of all the people we talked to, about 15% said that they weren't eligible to vote. About 11% said that they weren't sure whether or not they planned on voting or what direction they planned on voting for. My guess is a lot of those people just won't vote. Then about 70% said that they committed to vote and that they planned on voting against. And the remainder is only 3%. And that 3% of people either said, I don't plan on voting, which before Amendment 1 was a very common position at Duke, or I plan on voting for it. My name's Elena Botea. I'm a junior at Duke. Until like a few days ago, I was the president of Duke Democrats, and I'm the incoming president of College Democrats of North Carolina. North Carolina Amendment 1 is a ballot initiative that reads, marriage between one man and one woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized in this state. It would almost certainly prevent the state and the UNC system and counties and cities from offering domestic partner benefits for unmarried couples the way they do for married couples. So it's a pretty far-reaching amendment that would have a lot of different consequences, especially depending on how the courts decided to enforce the amendment. So there definitely are people at Duke who plan on voting for it. It tends to be a fairly small number, and I've never had any of them engage in competition with me, so I don't really know what their positions are and motivations are. But
hi, I'm Scott. I am a Republican, and I am voting yes on Amendment 1.
Conservatives on campus, Duke College Republicans, came out officially against the amendment actually only a few weeks ago.
Almost everyone is campaigning against Amendment 1, and I think I'm one of the few people on campus campaigning for Amendment 1. Since we are at a college where generally a lot of people are more liberal and more therefore more democratic, I think a lot of people are therefore going against it.
So as election officials, you don't know. You can't ask, you can't tell. People come in, you want them to be happy as voters, and you really don't want to know how they're voting.
Have you seen a lot of campaigns for Amendment 1?
I've seen the signs around town, but I can't think of anything I've seen on campus.
I heard once that there was a poster about voting for the amendment. I haven't seen one of these.
Do you feel comfortable speaking for your cause on campus?
I won't speak out about it, but because everyone is pretty much against it, but if someone asks me about it, I'll say I am for it.
I mean, I do really firmly believe, and I think a lot of other Duke students do, that it's discriminatory and unfair to treat people differently under the law. And, you know, in the same way that I think there'd be a lot of backlash if you said the government should treat black people and white people differently, or the government should treat men and women differently, or the government should treat Jewish people and Christian people differently. I think there's also a lot of backlash if you say the government should treat gay people and straight people differently.